Have you ever wondered what Amsterdam is all about? Don't just read about the culture that has accepted cannabis. Experience it firsthand with CS Travel's Sensible Amsterdam Tour with Normal. Travel to one of Europe's most beautiful cities this January for an educational and recreational visit to a city that regulates cannabis like alcohol. CS Travel has arranged an exclusive visit for reform-minded Americans that includes a private tour of some of Amsterdam's most renowned coffee shops, educational seminars with coffee shop proprietors, local law enforcement, members of the Cannabis Retailers Association, and Normal staff. Entertainment includes a special evening at the Boom Chicago Comedy Club, canal tours, visits to the city's many museums, including the world-famous Van Gogh Museum. Don't just wonder about Amsterdam, experience the beauty and freedom of this unique city firsthand with CS Travel and Normal Sensible Amsterdam Tour. Pricing information is available online at coffeeshoptravel.com. That's coffeeshoptravel.com. Or call toll-free at 800-816-1846. That's 800-816-1846. Be a sensible American. Visit Amsterdam with CS Travel and Normal this January. Call 1-800-816-1846 right now to book your trip. More information is available at normal.org. Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Today it is Friday, October 26th. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal right now to help end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit normal.org to make your donation or join Normal today. We have an absolutely jam-packed last all weekend audio stash for you today. And also check out our separate weekly podcast. The Normal news headlines this week include: random drug testing may increase risks among student athletes, study says. Findings contradict White House publication touting testing's quote-unquote proven benefits. Also, inhaled cannabis has biphasic effect on capsaicin-induced pain, study says, and DEA head announces resignation. All that's in the Normal News podcast this week. We'll speak about these stories in depth in Monday's Audio Stash with Normal's senior policy analyst Paul Armentano. Very interesting there. Ahead of the DEA resigning this week, stepping away after 4 years, the first female head of the DEA, and she takes a job at Motorola. Motorola has an interesting relationship with the DEA. They fund the aptly named Target America Tour, which is sort of a walkthrough of what the DEA does here in the United States. Very interesting stuff. And again, folks, today we have a jam-packed audio stash for you. We're going to get a chance to check in with Steve Bloom for our regular Friday CelebStoner.com update segment. We'll also speak with Derek Rosenwag. He's the co-chair at Philadelphia Normal. They've got a couple of events coming up and a petition in process in the large city there. Also in the program today, we're going to have some music from Cypress Hill and some other locations. Great stuff here in your free stash, Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Make sure you tune in every single day. Let's get things started with our CelebStoner.com update.
want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls.
Steve Bloom has his finger on the pulse of famous folk who enjoy a toke. You can read about it all in Marijuana News on his website, celebstoner.com. He joins us each Friday here on the program. Steve, welcome back to the Audio Stash today.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Doing very well today. Definitely still up to my ears in normal conference audio and video. Happy it's Friday. And first up on Celeb Stoner News is your upcoming book. It showed up on a recent episode of Weeds. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that is true. The episode that was shown on Monday and has been showing all week long on Showtime, the Weeds episode called Kenkles, and it's also on demand for people who want to find it, features the book, Pop Culture. In the first scene, Silas, who is Nancy's oldest son, is sitting in the kitchen reading the book. As the story begins, Mary-Kate Olsen's character, Tara, comes over, and they start having a conversation, and after two good glances of the book, he puts it down, they have their conversation, and the show goes on. It was just something that we hooked up with Weeds. We have a friendship. Both Shirley and I have a friendship with the people who run the show, and Shirley Halpern, my co-author, and it's just something that they were interested in doing when they found out about our book, and they had some scene in mind where they had Silas reading a book, you know, because he's learning more and more about the subject, and he's kind of the perfect age for our audience for the book, kind of a college age kid, and so they were kind enough to put it in the book. I guess that's what they in the show. That's what they call product placement. As far as the book is concerned, it's coming out in March. Pot Culture: The A to Z Guide to Stoner Language and Life. It's a glossary of terms about marijuana. People, places, things, slang, an A to Z, and all kinds of fun sidebars throughout the book, interviews with celebrities, actual first-person written pieces by celebrities like Rob Thomas and Adam Levine, and fun interviews with Pakalika from the Cottonmouth Kings and Steve-O and Melissa Etheridge and all kinds of really cool things in the book. And then a whole back end of the book that's our guide to music, movies, television, books, places, people, kind of our favorite things. So we put a lot of effort into it, and it's coming out in March, so we hope everybody out there who listens to this program will go out and buy a book. And you also can advance order right now if you'd like to. If you go to podculturebook.com, you can see all the information on how to go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Powell's if you'd like to, you know, get on the list for the book and have it first before everybody else.
Right. Oh, and also this week there was a highly concentrated gathering of some top celeb stoners: Woody Harrelson, Owen Wilson, Willie Nelson, along with Jessica Simpson and Dan Rather, were all hanging out down in the Lone Star State of Texas.
Anything, you know, Willie, you know, we love to cover on celeb stoner, and then there are the other two, you know, as we call top celeb stoners, Woody Harrelson and Owen Wilson, all in one place. So I was kind of like taking off on the Gathering of the Juggalos idea, Gathering of the Celeb Stoners. And they actually were in Texas for an unusual event called the first annual Bad Boy Lawnmower Race. Can you imagine these guys who are, I guess, bad boys, you know, going and doing this race? And the race was shot as, I don't know if there was any benefit cause or anything like that. I think it was just a private thing, but basically they were using it as a backdrop for a video shoot for a song that Willie's putting out, or, you know, for his next like video essentially, and so they all kind of went to Willie's ranch in Texas and, you know, had a good time. I'm sure they had a good time. And I guess what's of interest particularly, you know, Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson are good buddies, and of course Owen Wilson, you know, recently had a suicide attempt, so people have been kind of following, you know, Owen's whereabouts. It's only been, you know, a little bit more than a month, and, you know, how is he doing? So there he was, you know, hanging out with some really good folks. So basically just, you know, let people know, you know, Owen's doing okay. He's out and about. He's hanging with his fellow celeb stoners, and, you know, hopefully just, you know, keeping to a good life of a little weed, and that's about it. You know, just enjoy that, and, you know, don't really get too involved in the hard stuff again.
Well, Owen should be feeling very stress-free down there on Willie's ranch. Also this week, you have a look at all the different sports players being involved with marijuana arrests this year, mainly for minor possession, and it has been football players recently, with an odd story out there.
Well, I've been noticing a run of arrests of college football players. In my research, and the research we do at Celeb Stoner, just tracking down, you know, arrests of high-profile people, celebrities, athletes, you know, and anybody in that category, and, you know, a couple other categories, but primarily those that group. I've been noticing a lot of arrests of college football athletes, all consistently since the beginning of this latest, you know, football season that began in September, and it's a long list. It's quite a long list. There's been 7 different arrests for 7, you know, different players. There have been suspensions for virtually all of the players, in some cases dismissals. And, you know, it's ranged from your standard, you know, late night in a car, pulled over, police, you know, smell pot, search and find something and charge you with possession and perhaps, you know, get you for having a suspended license in addition to, you know, to one player, Anthony Stewart, a wide receiver at University of Kentucky, being found with 5 pounds of marijuana at home and 3 grams of cocaine, to a really odd situation at Jacksonville University where 2 running backs, Rudell Small and Cecil Coltrane, who are sort of competing for the position of, I think, starting, you know, running back. One of the players, Coltrane, planted 20 grams of weed in Small's room and got him busted. At first it was reported as a prank, but it turns out, you know, he was actually trying to get, you know, Small in trouble so he could get back his position. Now, Small, what was interesting about this is Small, who was a freshman, in his second game ever, in his first start, second game of the season, of this particular season, he had 5 touchdowns in that game. He set a school record, and yet, you know, his competitor, Cecil Coltrane, I'm sorry to laugh, plants pot in his dorm room to try and get him in trouble so he's off the team. So they suspended Small for a game, and then they found out that it was, you know, a prank and or worse, and then they reinstated him and they suspended Coltrane from the school and dismissed him, of course, from the team. So, you know, it's basically students at schools from all major schools, University of Texas, University of North Carolina, University of Louisville, University of Arkansas, Texas Tech University, Jacksonville University, University of Kentucky, you know, all major schools, all with major programs, and all with, you know, players, you know, that, you know, like to, you know, smoke a little pot and keep getting in trouble for it. One of the things I have to note that, you know, the disparity in drug arrests, as we know it in America, that, you know, 80% or so of those arrested, you know, are minorities, African-Americans, Hispanics. All of these players who were arrested were African-American, which is just another element of, you know, how African-Americans fall into the net a little easier than anybody else in society. And so you look at this spread on Celeb Stoner and picture after picture, all African-American, and, you know, what's going on here, you know, besides the fact that they're athletes and, you know, high-profile, you know, people in their community, you know, they're also African-American. And so, you know, the laws just, you know, and the police, you know, just, you know, are just focused on, you know, on that segment of society where they know they're going to, you know, they might scoop up another arrest.
Well, very interesting on that note, indeed, that those arrests are falling in line with the racial disparity we see with marijuana prohibition enforcement nationwide. And folks, there are a lot more headlines and stories we didn't get to today here at CelebStoner.com, including a nice article about the anniversary of reggae legend Peter Tosh's birthday last week. He would have been in his 60s. We have links to it at NormalAudioStash.com. Steve, thanks again for joining us this week.
Yeah, sure. There's a lot going on, and thanks for having me, as always.
Thanks again, Steve. Steve Bloom has his finger on the pulse of famous folk who enjoy a toke. He posts it all in marijuana news on the website celebstoner.com, and he joins us here each Friday. Stay tuned. Some news from Philly coming up next.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Joining us today to talk about a cool East Coast event in my home area here of Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley, and the possibility of an upcoming voter initiative, is Derek Rosenwag, the co-chair of Philadelphia Normal, or Philly Normal. We have links to them online. Derek, welcome here to the Audio Stash today.
Thanks for having me.
Good to speak with you again, Derek. Now, Philly Normal has the chance to get some presents at a pretty cool hip-hop event next week. Tell us a bit about the show.
Yeah, TLA down on South Street called us up a while back, and they asked us if we were interested in coming in for a Cypress Hill concert and doing a tabling event there. So we accepted, and what's going on is on the 29th, it's going to be it's going to be a great show. We're going to be there. We're going to be collecting signatures for the petition, handing out flyers, just getting the word out, trying to get more support. It's just a great opportunity for us to, you know, get the movement out there and get people who are interested in, you know, legalization and stuff, and just, you know, stoner music in general, to, you know, come out and have a good time.
There's more info up about that Monday night concert at phillynormal.org. And Derek, you mentioned the petition there. This would be for a new voter initiative in one of the nation's largest cities regarding marijuana decriminalization. Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. We've just recently begun organizing this. Basically what we want to do is we want to make it a fine no greater than $0 for possession of 30 grams or less, and we want to make it the city's lowest priority for police enforcement, kind of a mix between Oakland's Measure Z and Denver's initiative from a couple years back.
So this would be like the SAFER campaign in Denver. So it's in petition process now, and hopefully Philly voters will get their chance on it in 2008.
That's the goal. Once we get 20,000 valid signatures, this will be put on the ballot.
And does the city need to act on this type of voter initiative should it pass?
I'm pretty sure that they have to act on it in some sense once it's passed.
Hey, you've gathered some signatures there, Derek. What's the response been so far?
A lot of people are just, they're saying it's about time. You know, someone is finally doing this. There's a lot of skepticism. You know, people obviously who think that, oh, it's never going to pass, da, da, da. And there's a lot of support. It's kind of a mixed response, but there is a lot of support.
There is a cool marijuana culture alive in Philly right now.
There's a wide range of culture. I mean, you have your hippies out in, you know, certain parts of the city. You know, you have people from all walks of life who smoke, and a lot of times mixed together. You know, it's interesting. You can go to a party and see people from all different parts of society, and most of them are smoking weed. It's great because it just shows how it crosses cultural, political, and class boundaries. It's probably one of the only things on the planet that actually does that and does it regularly.
Of course, Philly also has this very active sports fan base, and there are some well-used large stadiums and venues in town, so that's something you can tap into with this as well.
Actually, we already kind of did capitalize on that a little bit. I don't know if you heard, but back on the 27th of September, me and three other people from Philly Normal, including our chairman and a couple of our more regular members, we went to the Phillies game when they were playing against the Braves down here at Citizens Park Bank. And we had this giant, like, 8x5 banner, or 9-foot by 5-foot banner that says legalize, and we unveiled it up in Section 420, actually, right above home plate.
Right on.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. We actually got a pretty interesting response from that, and afterwards we started collecting signatures for the petition as people were streaming out of the stadium. And although it wasn't probably the best time to do it because, you know, everyone's leaving the game, they always want to get home. It was we did get quite a few. We got about 50 or 60 signatures, you know, for being outside for a half hour after the game.
Also, too, Philadelphia is currently in an era of increased violence, unfortunately. The murder rate is very high. Do you think all that might also point to marijuana decriminalization as a way to free up police work and hours so that cops have more time to address these violence and violent crime issues more effectively?
I would hope so, because right now marijuana and drugs are the police department's number one priority, and the murder rate's been spinning out of control. Not only that, but I don't know if you've seen the statistics for Philadelphia, but last year, in 2006, about 6,500 people were arrested for marijuana offenses, including juveniles and adults. And overall, about 78% were African American, compared to only 43% of the city's population. So the racism and all the inner city grief that goes along with that is just exacerbated by prohibition. Prohibition hasn't helped at all. It's made the situation much, much, much worse than it could be. And if this decriminalization petition goes through and it happens, then it'll give these people a little bit more opportunity, a little bit less restrictions, and you know, if people get caught, they won't have a criminal record anymore. They won't be barred from getting federal funding or any of the negative things that, you know, come along with, you know, a cop stopping you and, you know, for possessing a joint.
And all the info for this and contact info for Philly Normal are up on that website, phillynormal.org. Right, Derek?
Pretty much the best way to get in contact, just go to our website, phillynormal.org. There's a, right on the front page there, there's a link to sign up to help with the petition, because we're going to need about 30 to 50 people. Probably more to help collect signatures throughout the city if we want to get this done in time. We have a web forum where people can, you know, just log on, sign on, and chat about different topics. We have news posts on there. We talk about, you know, all the stuff we're doing and, you know, bang out ideas and decide on things when we're not at meetings. And all the information for the Cypress Hill Show is up there as well.
Righto. Well, Derek, many thanks for joining us today here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for having me.
That was Derek Rosenwag, the co-chair of Philadelphia Normal, or Philly Normal. They can be found online. We have links at normalaudiostash.com.
Listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
And since Philly Normal's going to be hanging out with Cypress Hill, we thought we'd play some today. This is off the original Hempilation album, put together by High Times Magazine as a benefit for the Normal Foundation. Here's Cypress Hill with a live recording at a concert, I Want to Get High.
Do you want to get high? Does everybody want to get high? I want to get high. So fucking high. Do you want to get high? So fucking high! Throw your weed leaf in the air like this. This is the new weed leaf sign. So when you're at a Cypress show or any rap group who talks about weed, go like this. This means you're a stony motherfucker. Yeah. legalize the herb. Let me hear you say pom pom pom. I want to legalize the herb. Let me hear you say pom pom pom.
That was Cypress Hill Live. I Want to Get High from the Hempilation album. That was compiled by High Times Magazine as a benefit to Normal. Cypress Hill playing in Philadelphia on Monday night. Philly Normal will be there. You can find out more with links at normalaudiostash.com.
What's up, guys? This is Miss High Times 2007, and you're chilling with us here at the Normal Podcast.
Now it's time for our free stuff giveaway here today on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. We have a whole package of conference material. We're going to get you the booklet, Emerging Clinical Applications for Cannabis and Cannabinoids, a review of the scientific literature. We're also going to give you a Normal Conference 2007 poster signed by the artist, Sonia Rodriguez, and we'll throw in a couple of surprise swag items. So send your emails in today to freestuff@normalaudiostash.com. That's freestuff@normalaudiostash.com. Put I want my conference stuff in the subject line. Of course, you don't have to do that. We'll accept your email anyway. We'll have a drawing on Sunday night to choose the winner randomly. You got to reply to those emails if you want your free stuff. Again, send those emails to freestuff@normalaudiostash.com. That's freestuff@normalaudiostash.com.
This is Soja, Soldiers of Jah Army, and you're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Big up yourself.
We got some more comedy and music coming up for you here in Normal's Daily Audio Stash today. Next up today, we're going to play an artist who we just love here on the Audio Stash, Carolyn Wonderland out of Austin, Texas. And Friday is a bluesy day, so here's the Judgment Day Blues. We have links to Carolyn Wonderland right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com.
Took a lot of hands. on your knees, yeah, yeah.
Carolyn Wonderland there with the Judgment Day Blues. Really a wonderful artist Carolyn is. She played at the Austin Freedom Rally with Willie Nelson, many other artists there, and a benefit for Normal, the Marijuana Policy Project, and other groups. And she is just a wonderful musician and person. We have links to Carolyn Wonderland right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Let's get to some comedy. Man, my favorite holiday is coming up next week. It is, of course, Halloween. What other holiday can we all get free munchies all around our neighborhood instantly? And if you have kids, it's even better. It's like you have a candy supply for the rest of the year. So, in honor of my favorite holiday coming up, here are two irreverent Halloween holiday pieces. We're going to start with Peeper Radio Theater and Trick or Treat. And after Peeper Radio Theater, we're going to feature Stephen Lynch's Halloween song. It's sick, it's twisted, but so is Halloween. Let's start with Peeper Radio Theater.
All right, Rummy, it's trick or treat time. Oh, don't you whatevs me. This is a pivotal night for us. How else are we going to stock up on candy if not by trick or treating on this one night of the year? I'm not paying retail prices. Here we are. Best let me do the talking. We'll get the most candy that way. And if anyone asks, I'm your father, got it? What are you supposed to be, anyway? Neville Chamberlain. Really? How edutainmental of you. They don't seem to be answering. Let's try this. Calm down, Rummy, calm down. Oh, we have a few seconds before the cops get here. Now, I'll just boost you through this window. Boost! Grab as much candy as you can, and then come right out. Oh, and if you happen to see any money in there, don't be shy. Well, according to my research, police response time in this neighborhood is about... Yes, that's about right. It's the 5-0, Rummy! Abort mission, abort mission! Run, Rummy, and don't look back. I'll meet you at the rendezvous. Yes, you know, the rendezvous. The safe house. We never talked about the safe house? No, it's too late, Rummy! Run, run! Oh, you'd never survive in prison! You're too pretty! Too pretty!
That was Peeper Radio Theater with the Trick or Treat Halloween piece there. We have links to Peeper Radio Theater at normalaudiostash.com. Now for Stephen Lynch's twisted Halloween-appropriate song.
This one's weird, because I can only play it once a year. On Halloween.
Scary. Thinking of all the cool creatures that I will meet on this night. Ghosts and goblins and witches roaming the streets in moonlight. Bowls of candy and goodies, delicious and waiting in store. The sound of cute little footsteps as they approach my front door. Letting the children inside to drink beers, razor blades hidden in Three Musketeers. Screams from the basement of kids begging to be set free. That's what Halloween means to me. Tightening the clamps that are holding their little heads so tight. Putting my lips to their ears as I whisper, please, don't fight. I promise I'll let you go home if you swear not to tell a soul. Well, I'll just untie these, I'm kidding. Now where is my chainsaw? Let's rock and roll. A pinch of your brother, a teaspoon of you, with the head of your sister would make a good stew. I give you a taste, but your tongue's in the stew. Irony, that's what Halloween means to me. Treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me someone good to eat.
Stephen Lynch there. We have links to him up on our website at normalaudiostash.com with that sick, twisted, perfect Halloween song, as the case may be. Let's get out of here on a more mellow note with some pod-safe music. This next track comes from the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. Of course, we have links to all the artists we play today here at normalaudiostash.com.
You're listening to pod-safe music on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Stuff here, pod safe music from a number of venues out there. We usually get our tracks from podshow.com or the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. We have links to all of the artists we play here on the Audio Stash right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. NormalsDailyAudioStash.com.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers. And nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana. And over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Strop, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
This has been NORML's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. If you listen to the Audio Stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. Everyone have a fun summer weekend out there, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of NORML is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.